It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? See this bucket here? This is a bucket that Audrey was going to throw away. Yeah, she was going to pitch it because it has, well, I'll show you on the bottom here. See that? That is a little hole right there in the bottom. Oh, she's used this for a long time. She was going to throw it away, and I thought, maybe I'll just try to fix it. Yeah. So I thought, let's do that. I'll show you how it leaks. Yeah. See the leak there? You see it coming out there? Well, I have my plan for fixing it. Have you ever heard of anybody who did soldering? Well, that's what I'm going to do. Some soldering. I'm going to show you how I do it. Plug this in. This is a soldering tool. And this is a kind of a metal that when it hits this hot end of this soldering tool, it will melt and fill in that hole there. But first of all, I must get this hot along in here first. When I was about 12 years old, there was a part of the school that I went to that we called shop. And I learned how to solder when I went to the shop. Yeah, I had sheet metal shop. One of the first things we made was a tin can. And the teacher showed us how to be very careful and do the soldering just right. I'm hoping that this will work. Just a little bit more here. Now I'm going to leave that to dry like that. And a little later we can try it to see if it holds water. Well, that's that kind of bucket, a metal kind of bucket. Show you. This is a plastic kind. Knock on it, you can hear the difference. See that? Now knock on the metal one. Hear the difference? This one doesn't have a leak in it. Let's put that water in and show you. Doesn't have a leak in it. So that when you want the water to come out of this one, you just pour it out. Yeah. So that there's the metal kind of bucket and the plastic kind of bucket. And there's also a wooden kind of bucket. In fact, Bob Trow has a man at his... Oh, look. They're so hungry. Bob Trow has a man at his shop today who knows how to make buckets. Yeah, I thought I'd take you over there and you could see somebody making wooden buckets. But before we go, I would like to sing a song just for you. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It is. And I like it when you come with me places. Yeah, so let's go to Bob Trow's workshop and see someone who makes wooden buckets. Come along. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Fred.
This is Mr. Johnson, the man I was telling you about.
I'm glad to meet you, sir.
The Cooper.
I'm very much interested in your buckets.
Well, I shall be very happy to show you.
Like to see how they're made?
First of all, I'm going to split some stage. This is a throw I'm using. And we sit it on the wood and... Now, from here, we move to the Schnitzelbank and actually make the stave.
Schnitzelbank?
This is a Schnitzelbank. That is the Dutch name. In English, it is called a shaving horse.
Schnitzel, shavings, right?
Schnitzel means to whittle or shave. You notice we have made the inside of a stave. And now we are going to
reverse a little curve. I see.
And now we're going to reverse both the stave and the knife and make the outside.
So these are the pieces of the bucket.
This is the piece of the bucket called the stave. Sometimes we run into cross-grainedness. Therefore, we turn our knife and we have now made a stave ready for jointing.
That's a little curved there, and then
a
this
little
is curved
to the
other.
Back. Now let us move on to the jointer and give it the proper bevel.
Is this a knife in here?
A very sharp knife. Very sharp knife. Now here we have this is called a bevel gauge, and every different size tub has a different bevel. Therefore, you make a gauge for the size tub you want to build. Mm-hmm. And now your gauge must fit right down over the stave, and if you see daylight under there, it will not be watertight. Notice we have to take one more cut off of the side. Now we have it, right to the teeth.
Perfect.
Now we'll move over here and show you how a bucket is actually set up. Notice we use two hoops. One is larger than the other, and the small one fits inside, allowing us to push a stave in between the two, like so.
So that's like building the bucket, huh?
Like blocks.
You notice the bevel fits very nicely, and this is the way we keep going until we have enough to fill the entire hoop. Now, after we have enough of staves made to fill the hoop, then we make and tighten our hoops.
Show them that hoop, Mr. Johnson.
This is known as the lock hoop. You will notice that once it is put together, it can never come apart. I think this is the only place where lock hoops are made in the United States. Try it if you like.
You mean you just bend the wood like that?
Press this in against your chest, and now bend it.
Boy, is that tough.
Very tough white oak.
White oak.
Difficult to find.
But it bends.
Yes, it does bend.
Lock
there
red.
You are.
Locks mm-hmm. right up is right.
Well, that would be too big for that bucket.
Oh, yes. We'll make a small one like this one. And then it is driven down. Notice that'll fit right on there, and I shall have to get my little block, and we'll drive it down and tighten it. Notice that is now very tight.
What happens up here, Mr. Johnson? How do you...
This will be sawn off and evened up, but I want two ears to stick up here because I want to make a firkin, and that will have a lid like the large one we started off with.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Johnson, were you always interested in making things with wood? I mean, even when you were a little boy?
Oh, yes, very much so. My great-grandfather and grandfather and father were coopers. I also had an old friend who was a very good teacher and a very good cooper. Had a long white beard and chewed tobacco. Notice how his handles look. He would have to spit on his hands before he could work. And he willed me his tools, and that's how I got started in business.
But as a boy, you must have watched them a lot.
I not only watched, I stole their tools when they were not in the shop and worked.
You really worked at them,
really worked at the trade.
Well, I'd like to see some of the things that you've
finished. Oh, I'd be very happy to show you.
Look at that.
That looks like a coffee pot.
That's what it is. However, I don't recommend it for boiling coffee or anything of that nature.
No, that's because it's
wood.
It
is used as a cookie jar.
I see.
But it is watertight.
Oh, yes, it is watertight. And if you wanted to use it to water the plants, you could drill a hole through here and go right ahead.
Beautifully made. But you can see the different staves along here.
That is mahogany. And one type is light and the other dark. But this wood was imported from the Philippine Islands.
Beautiful. See that lock?
Yes. The lock hoop.
They keep getting bigger and bigger. Look at this one, Fred.
Well, that's huge. What is this, Mr. Jones?
That is a sausage tub of grandfather's day.
How much sausage could you get in here, Mr. Johnson?
I would say 250 to 300 pounds.
Boy, that's a lot of sausage.
Look at this nice little one. It looks the same, but it's a lot smaller.
It is the same, only the price of meat today, we do not need as large a tub as grandfather had for our sausage.
No. Well, now, which would be more difficult to make, this big one or the small one?
The smaller one, because your angle is sharper and your staves are so small. Where here, notice the size of those staves.
Mm. So it takes a lot more work.
A lot more work to make a small one.
That's marvelous. What about this?
Those are new ones that I have just finished. They will be rubbed down once more, and then they will Get a coat of oil or something to preserve them and keep them from getting dirty.
But you don't really need to paint them. They would be waterproof as
they
are, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. They are all watertight.
Hello there.
Hey, hello. Audrey.
Hi, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
This must be Mr. Johnson.
Right.
How do you do?
Bob's told me so much about your buckets that I really wanted to come and see for myself.
Oh, thank you.
See, Audrey cleans everything, one. Mr.
Yes.
I see, and she has a plastic one.
She has a big business all over town.
And she should have some made of wood.
I'd love some.
Well, let me show you a nice one that I have just completed. I think this would be very desirable for your work.
Oh, how beautiful. Mr. Johnson, these are watertight.
Oh, yes, definitely. Try it.
I'd love to. The work is just superb.
Thank you.
And they're not nearly as... they're not heavy.
Is there glue between the staves? I forgot to
ask
you that.
Not necessarily. When you use them for water, it isn't necessarily. But notice they are jointed very tightly. And then the water has a tendency to swell the wood. And this even makes them more tight.
I see.
Mr. Johnson, I'd really like to talk to you about ordering some for my business.
Well, we'd appreciate your business.
Well, I know you have business to discuss, but thanks for letting me know about Mr.
Glad you came over.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Hope to see you again.
Good to see
you.
Bye, Audrey.
Mr. Johnson, if I were to order half a dozen of these superb buckets, how long would it take?
Johnson is a real artist making those wooden buckets, isn't he? And did you hear him say that his great-grandfather and his grandfather and his father all made buckets like that? Imagine over 100 years in the same family. Let's check our bucket. Let's check to see if it holds water. It does. There it is. I think I'll just leave the water in it and call Audrey, see if she's still over at Trow's. Ask her to come here. We might have a surprise for her. Hello, Bob. It's Fred. Oh, yes, he is great. Yeah, well, I wondered if Audrey was still there. Oh, is she? Well, I did want her to come over. Yeah, I have something for her. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. All right, goodbye. Said she's planning to come over here anyway. Good. Well, in the meantime, we could just have some make-believe. What about the buckets? Oh, Lady Elaine Fairchild could be looking for lots of buckets for her hurry-up syrup business. Let's let that be our make-believe, okay?
Yes, we've got the bottles and the glue over there.
But is this the only bucket you could find, Lady Elaine?
Yes, I've searched high and low, but that's it.
Well, maybe the other neighbors could lend you some.
Now you're talking, Handy. I mean, I need a lot more buckets to get this business going.
Boy, you sure are going into this syrup thing in a big way.
Fairchild does everything in a big way.
I mean, pots and pans and spoons and glue and labels and bottles.
Yeah, and
And the way you're dressed.
Well, you wait till you see the sign. I mean, I'm going to put it right up there.
The sign?
It'll light up the whole neighborhood.
You mean here at the museum ground?
Yeah, it should be here any minute. Oh, boy, it's going to spell out, hurry up, syrup. It'll be bright and flashy.
You know, Lady Elaine, maybe Corny would have some buckets over at his factory.
Good thinking. I'll meet you over there. Bye. Yoo-hoo! Handyman Negri, over at the factory, dear.
Over at the factory? Oh, Boy, traveling the purple planet way sure can confuse people.
It's just one of the advantages of a citizen of Purple Planet Fairchild.
I know,
Planet Purple Fairchild.
I know. And, you know, I like you with all your advantages.
Well, here's Corny's bucket. You take it. Home again, home again. Wend your way back here, dear. Yes, yes. Well, welcome back to the home of Hurry Up Syrup.
Thanks a lot, Lady Elaine. Hey, did Corny lend you this?
Yes, and he wished me good luck. Nice guy, that Corny.
Well, I've got to get back over to the castle, and I wish you luck, too.
Well, thanks, dear.
Bye.
Say, hope I didn't tire you out. Now, let's see. There are a lot of things to do here. Get these bottles in order.
I heard about the maple syrup. I'm going to taste some right now.
Oh, now you'll have to wait 3 more days, Robert Troll.
3 more days?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yes, a day to remember.
Oh, I can't wait that long, Lady Elaine. I'm going to go over to the castle right now, and King Friday will tell us more about it.
Okay.
I'll see you later, okay?
Bye, Robert Troll, and come back and tell me what he says, will you?
Oh, I sure will.
Okay. Okay, now it's these bottles and the pans and the...
Okay, when I asked them about me, well, ask me.
I've been getting the same kind of reaction. No, yeah, no, I don't know.
Everybody.
Oh, hi, Robert Troll. The king should be along any minute.
Yeah, I wonder what he's going to say.
I don't know. We're just saying the same thing.
I don't know.
Here he comes now.
Everyone, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Thank you all for being here. As many of you have heard, there will be a special event someplace else this Friday.
Well, as a matter of fact, we just heard about it, King Friday. Yes, we have heard.
Don Quixote and Harriet Elizabeth Cow are having a potato harvest festival.
A potato harvest festival. One of those kind of things.
Yes, it's time to harvest their largest potato crop, and that calls for a festival. Now, give them the details, friends.
Yeehaw! Finest crop of potatoes I've ever seen. Should be ready to pick them on Friday. That's what a harvest is all about, haw-hee.
You know, when I was a girl, we always had potato harvest festivals. Oh, they were so much fun, singing and dancing. A special time for feeling thankful. That's what harvests mean to me.
Uh-huh. And what about all the waffles you've ordered us to make?
Well, you tell them about that, donkey. That's the best part.
Hee-haw, Harriet just loves waffles, hee-haw-hee.
Uh-huh. I'll say, they're my very favorite food.
So, waffles we'll have. Enough for everyone. Waffles at the Harvest Festival.
Yeehaw, they'll be served inside my windmill.
Well, it sure does sound like fun, and we're counting on Lady Elaine for the maple syrup.
Yeah, so I understand. She's gone into the business, eh?
Hurry up, syrup.
Well, spread the word then, neighbors. Potato Harvest Festival on Friday.
Hurry up, right there! Potato Harvest Festival on Friday.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go over and tell Lady Elaine all about this, okay?
Okay, we'll see you later.
Potato Harvest Festival on Friday. Now we can tell everybody what it was about.
Yeah, a Potato Harvest Festival on Friday.
A Harvest Festival. That's what Harriet Elizabeth Cow and Don Quixote are planning. Well, we'll just pretend more about that tomorrow. Oh, maybe that's Audrey. Let's look. We'll leave the bucket right here. Okay, coming. It is. Come in, Audrey.
Hi. I didn't know why you wanted me to stop over. Mr. Johnson sent this. He wanted you to have it.
This one for me?
Uh-huh. And you know something? I ordered 6 for myself because I thought they were such marvelous, sturdy buckets.
Oh, they really are.
Uh-huh.
You say you ordered 6?
Uh-huh.
Could you use 7?
I can always use another bucket in my business.
Come on into the kitchen a minute.
All right.
This is beautiful.
Oh, I still don't understand why you want that bucket.
Well, I wanted it to fix it. Look what's in it.
Water. Had a terrible hole in the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
I used my soldering tool, showed my television friends how I did it, and that's all yours if you want it back.
Oh, I'm so pleased because it was one of my favorite old buckets. It was like an old friend.
Well, now you have it.
Oh, delighted. Thanks so much, and I've got to run.
You have to go this way?
Yeah, it's quicker for me.
Okay, well, bucket for bucket. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I liked fixing that for her. Look at this. Remember how he put all those staves together? I really like it. Hey, what's... Look at that underneath. See, it says, "For Mr. Rogers. By Jim Johnson." An autographed bucket. Boy, do I like that. Better take this with me. Yeah, I want to keep this right with me. I think I'll leave this here. We'll be thinking more about buckets this week. Time for me to go. We'll be back tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.